Okay, so basically we have let's continue in Dalaramas.
So basically the halacha is
the Gemara says that Rish Lakish is in the name of Abba Kohen Kahana Bardla, that there's a four amos or kona b'chal makom. Okay, as if there's a mitziyah, if there's a lost item on the floor, and you walk within its dalat amos, so then it's a kenyan. Okay, in order Chazal set that up, it's the rabbanon in order so that people don't fight. If you had everyone first person to grab it would get it, so you'd have fights. So there's a halacha of that once it's in your dalat amos, it's your kona. So Rashi explains, it doesn't mean you're actually kona, but it means, as we explained, that it's like haschalas hakenyan. It's like they made kinyan into a process, was the beginning, and once you're involved in the process, that osers anyone else. It prevents anybody else from being kona. Okay, but you don't actually become the baal until you pick it up. Okay, but since you're involved in it, Chazal defined the haskalah of the kinyan, and therefore no one else could do it, because you're already involved. Okay, so it says, so with that in mind, so if that's a halacha, that in a metziah, you say that Abba was kona, so it says, Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked from Peya, because the halacha is by Peya, that if you spread your talis, right, Peya is the corner of a field, the owner leaves fallow, and the aniyim could come and grab it. So the halacha is that if one ani puts his, falls on top of the Peya, so then another ani grabs it from under him, so the second ani gets it. Because, look, the first guy never picked it up. But the problem is, why don't you say, though, his Dalat Amos is kona? Because when he falls on it, obviously it's within Dalat Amos, so that his being in Dalat Amos should prevent the other one from taking it. Right? Okay, so the Gemara answered, and says, no, because, basically, as I'm answering, by the fact that he's falling on it, he reveals that he's not using the Salach of Dalat Amos. Okay? He's not relying on that. So therefore, he's not involved in Haskalas Kenyan. You don't say that he's not doing that. Contrary, he's not interested in doing that. He figures he'll just fall over it. So therefore, it doesn't work. That was the Gemara answered. Okay, that it would work really by pay also, but it doesn't work because of the situation the Gemara is talking about is such that the guy indicates he's not interested. Okay, that's what we did last time. That's what it says. He doesn't have to actually have in mind that the kinyan is working, but he can't have contrary das. He can't have a das that's not working. And if I am falling on it, he's revealing that he's not interested in it working. You know what I mean? Because he's revealing. Because he doesn't have to actually have it in mind because it's stam das that a person wants to be using, the takana kham sarah. But here, since he's falling on it, he's revealing to us that he doesn't have that stam das. You know, so he doesn't have to actually have it in mind, but there's a stam das that, you know, people have it in mind because that's the Takana Chacham. You know what I mean? But here, if he did have that in mind, then he wouldn't have to fall on it. Who needs to fall on it? It's already once in your Dalat Amos, it prevents people. So you see that he really doesn't know about that. He doesn't care about that. He doesn't want it. Whatever it is the guy's negating the Kenyan Dalat Amos. Okay, so that's it. So again, so Dalat Amos doesn't work by the Ani because he's like falling over it. Fine. But Rav Papa gives a different answer. He says, Rav Papa is the top of Yerom HaBeis. He says, Rav Papa Amar Kita Kinole Arba Amos Be'alma. The Soda de Baal Bayis Lot Kinole Arba Amos. Okay? So, when is the Takan of Dalat Amos? In general. Rashi. Kigon Besimta. Shu Rishos Lachal Adam is like in an alleyway, which is the Rishos of anybody. Over Rishos HaRabim. Okay, or in Rishos Rabbim, but see the Rishos Rabbim, on the sides of Rishos Rabbim, the Hefker L'Rabbim, Limshel Chasocha, Tzrichim Lazvim, and Tchak, so the see the Rishos Rabbim is like open for the public to drag stuff into it if they need to, because it's a lot of people in Rishos Rabbim, you could drag stuff to the Rishos Rabbim, to the see the Rishos Rabbim, the sides of Rishos Rabbim, so that's when the Rabbanan set up that the Kinyan Dalat Amos works. But in the field of the Baal HaBayis, they didn't set it up. Rashi, because no person has four amos there, michados, he doesn't have his set aside, distinguished four amos. Because there are many friends who are standing right next to him, who also could take it. So in other words, you don't say that I have four amos in someone else's field. because the ani, there are a lot of aniyim. So you don't say that I have four amos, exclusion of some other guy, and therefore the Kenyan dalal amos doesn't work in this other dalal bias. Okay, I mean, this is what we're going to have to explain, but this is that's what he says. Oh, and the word keeps going. I have to read further. It says, V'afa gav dezach alei rachmano v'gavei. Aye, but you'll say, but the Torah gives him a right. It's not true. It's not. If it's the Baal Bais's field, but the Torah gives him a right to take it, to acquire it in that field. So it's not just stomp someone else's field. It's a field that he has rights on. So it says, yeah. Ki zach alei rachmano lehaluche ba v'lin kute peya. The Torah gave him a right to walk in the field and to take the peah. But they never gave him the right to make it his field. It's not his field. Yeah, they gave him a right. The Torah gave him a right to walk in. Normally, I guess you can't just walk into another guy's thing and take his stuff. So here you have a right to walk in and take it. But it doesn't mean that it could become your chatzer. And therefore, the Kenyan dalal amos doesn't work. Because you're saying, well, who cares? It's not your chatzer and all that. Baman is this dalal amos. Right? So, amen. The Baman is, why doesn't Kenyan dalal amos work? Well, what's it talking about? To make it into your chatzer? It's not. Hey, chatzer is Kenyan dalal amos. Alright, so what does that mean? Especially, see if you learn that the whole idea of Kenyan dalal amos was Kenyan dalal amos adin chatzer, like we said, the Rama may hold. So now it would be easier to understand, because it's your chatzer. This says, no, it can't be your chatzer. But here, according to Rashi, it's not actually chatzer, it just works through a solid Kenyan. So what does he mean? It can't be your chatzer? We're not making it your chatzer. Talking about whether you could do the Kenyan dalal amos there. Okay, so this is Rav Papa Shita. Okay, so Rav Papa's saying is that it doesn't work in someone else's field. But where does it work? It works in Rishas HaRabim, in an alleyway, in Sidi Rishas HaRabim. Right? Fine. Okay, so let's go a little further, because there's another Shita. So by the way, is according to the first answer of the Gemara, that is because you didn't say Akne, because you didn't, because you fell on it, right? So according to that Shita, would it work if it's in someone else's field? Does Kenyan dalal amos work in someone else's field? According to the first answer of the Gemara. It does, right? It does work. Because the only reason it's not working according to the first answer is because you're not really doing Kenyan dalal amos. You're revealing that you're not interested. But apparently, intrinsically, the fact that it's the field of the Baal Bais doesn't bother it. So, that's interesting. So you have a machlokas here, it would seem, right? I mean, the Rav Papa's giving a new answer. But I mean, the Stam of the Gemara is not giving that answer, it's giving a different answer. Right? Saying it doesn't work for a different reason, but apparently the fact that it's the sub of all bias doesn't matter. So it's not so simple. I mean, although the Rav Papa's giving an answer, it's not so simple. Okay. Let's go a little further. Amar Rava. Okay, because there's another Shita. There's one of Rosheshas also. Okay? There's the Stam of the Gemara, there's Rav Papa, and there's Rosheshas. Okay, so a little further it says, Amar Rava, Moshe Rabbi Yaakov Eidi Nezikin. Okay, so he didn't ask from the case of Peah, but he asked from a different case of Nezikin. Namely, Ra as a Metziah. I guess Nezikin, I don't know, I have a hunch it means Peah is a Mesachta and Nezikin is a Mesachta. Because the Baba Metziah of Asra, the Babas all used to be called Mesachas so Nezikin. And they got split up into the first part, the middle part, and the last part. So it used to be one really, really big Mesachta. So I think that's what he means. It's from Sechon Nezikin. It's not even Nezikin. The case isn't Nezikin. The case is the case of Messiah. It's not a case of Nezach or Nezikin. Where's Nezikin? So I don't know. I'm guessing that's what he means. I don't know. So I'm going to check the article, see if they learn the same way. But Rashi doesn't say anything, right? Yeah, okay. So I think that's what it means. So the question is, where did it ask from? Was the question raised from the case of Peah, or was the question raised from the case in Bab Metziah? Okay, so the case is, he asks, Ra'as HaMetziah, and this is our Mishnah, V'nafal lo aleha, so if you see a Metziah and you fall on it, Hu'a achar v'hichzik ba, another guy grabs it from under you, Zeh shichzik ba zacha, the person who grabs it is zocha, V'yamer abash adam ko'onos lo b'chal makom, nikni le'ar ba'amos yidei, so same exact case, talking about a regular Metziah, it's not talking about Peah. Which is a problem, because now it's not the field of the Baal Bais, it's just Stam anywhere. Right? So this Mishnah, you can't give that answer that it doesn't work in the field of the Baal Bais. So, Sigmar says, same back and forth. Right? The whole thing is that it's talking about a case where he fell on it. So since he falls on it, the same first answer, okay, as we did last time. But since he fell on it, he reveals that he's not interested in the Kenyan. Okay, so you give that answer, right, in the same way. Rosheshes Amar, which is a new answer. Ki tekinu Rabbanon besimta, telo dach kibir Rab. So when did the Rabbanon set up the Kenyan Dal Amos in like an alleyway, where there's no Rabbin pressing through there? It's not very crowded. Bershus HaRabim. But in Rosh Hashanah, where there's a lot of people pushing around, the Rabbanon never set that up. Okay? So he's pushing a step further. Again, Rav Papa was saying they didn't set it up by the other guy's field. But in Rosh Hashanah, they did. Right? Rav Simta and all that, so they did. But Rav Sheshes is limiting it even further. Even Rosh Hashanah, they never set it up because there are a lot of people there. So the Gemara says, V'habachal makom kamar. Right, it says Avraham was kodesh lo b'chol makom. So at least according to Rav Papa, apparently Gemara wasn't bothered. He said b'chol makom means in Rosh Hashanah, in alleyways, you know, it's just excluding the sub of al bayis. So chol makom at least is including, you know, a lot of things. But according to Rav Papa, Rosh Hashanah, that it only works in an alleyway. What's chol makom? Chol makom? What's that including? So it says la suyet tzidir Rosh Hashanah. Chol Makom is including the sides of the Shasrab. Okay, so it's not only works in an alleyway, but also in the sides of Shasrab. And that's why it says B'chol Makom. I was thinking about Chol Makom means even in the sides of Shasrab. Okay. That's it. It's funny. I mean, it's a funny answer, right? But basically that's it. Okay, so these are the facts. Okay? The basic facts are the question is, where does the Kenyan Dal Amos work? Okay? According to the first answer of the Gemara, it works. According to the first answer of the Gemara, basically works anywhere. It works in, anywhere. It works in Rosh Hashanah, works in someone else's field, or it doesn't matter. According to Rav Papa, Dal Amos only does not work in someone else's field. Okay, by Peya, in the Baal Bayis's field, the Dal Amos doesn't work in the Baal Bayis's field. Because look, it's his field. It's not your field. You can't make it your field. The Dal Amos doesn't work. And according to Rav Pop, Rav Sheshes, not only doesn't it work in the other guy's field, it doesn't even work in Rosh Hashanah, because there are a lot of people walking through there. Right, I'm saying, according to Rav Sheshes, definitely, well, he'd agree with Rav Pop's case, it wouldn't work in someone else's field. Yeah. It just, because I'll show you why, because otherwise, why is he asking, call Makom, what's that including? Just say, oh, that's including someone else's field. Right? So you see, it does only see the Rosh Hashanah. So apparently, he agrees also that it's excluding someone else's field. Just he's extending it even further. Not only can't you do it in someone else's field, you can't even do it in Rosh Hashanah. Right? But again, it's important not to forget the first man Amar who will hold the divine by none of these limitations. I mean, you could also ask another question, which is assuming that you say it works in the Simta, so Kal Makom is including the sides of Rosh Hashanah. So why is that a further inclusion? Like, apparently there's an additional Chiddush, besides for saying that it works. You know, in the Simta, in the alleyway, it says, Kol Makom, even in Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Right? So apparently there's a new idea there. So what's that? Not a new idea. But that's a detail. I mean, we're not ready for that. I'm just mentioning that as another question. So which side is the easiest at this point? Right. The first one. Because the first one's simple. You just said Dal Amos means when you walk up to the thing. So it's like Haskalah's Kenyan. It's like in the process of picking it up. And therefore, who really cares whether you're in another guy's field or whether you're in Rosh Hashanah? What's the difference? Right, Dal Amos is Dal Amos. You know, why should that make any difference? I think for the time being we should keep it as like the first one against Rosh Hashanah and Rav Papa. Because Rosh Hashanah and Rav Papa are like, once you restrict it, the question is how far are you going to restrict it? You restrict it just against, away from saying another guy's field doesn't work, or you say even Rosh Hashanah doesn't work either. You know, but I think for the purpose, you know, it's good to break them up, you know. Keep things simpler. Just let's take it as two against one for now. So what's the clue here? Well, we're trying to figure out Rav Papa. It's like this far, right? So what's the clue in the figuring out Rav Papa? I mean, what does he say? I mean, he does explain it, right? That's kind of what we're asking. Well, what's Rav Papa's deal? Dal Amos, Dal Amos. So Rav Papa does talk a little bit, right?
Yeah. That's the partial zechus.
Okay, but what does he say? That's the clue. I mean, that's as far. Oh, you mean because he's Zachar Rahman? Yeah, okay. Well, that's the chus of Peya. That's not really the chus of Kenyan Dal Amos. I'm trying to explain to you why it doesn't work. Why Kenyan Dal Amos doesn't work here. So what's he saying? I mean, there's one thing which he kind of tells you. It's the punchline and why it doesn't work. I mean, he's telling you is that it doesn't work because you don't have the right. Right? That's what he's saying. Is that in the Sadeh Baal Bayis, true, the Torah let you go and pick it up there, but the Torah never let you. Right? So, like you said, what does the chatzera mean? What is your chatzera? It's not your chatzera. You know, it's not, who's talking about chatzera? But apparently, according to Rav Papa, it has something to do with chatzera, right? So that should be a clue to you, is that obviously he has some other svara, because according to what we're saying so far, it has nothing to do with the mevi chatzera. So it must be he has a different idea of how this thing is working, right? So that's like, I'm just saying, it's like that's a clue. Like you see in the Lashon something which. It's funny. I mean, it must be that it's funny because we have a different, you know, preconception about this, that how this thing is working, and he must be on different tracks. So you have to define what his track is, and then, you know, contrast it to our track. Sounds like on a pshat level, Rav Papa's excluding anyone else's property. It's just that in here you'd have a havamina that, yeah, it's true, it's owned, but the Torah gave me a right here. But it says, no, the Torah never gave you a right to make it your chatzer, it just gave you a right to pick it up. But if it's just someone else's property, of course I can't go have Dalai Lama's there, you know what I mean? If there's no sheikhs, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's taking up like a havamin. He said, wait, it's not just someone else's field, this is the field Torah gave me rights. Not those rights, you know what I mean? So let me just clarify what he was saying, but I think he's saying good, that the question is, how does Dalai Lama's work? How does King Dalai Lama's work? Because you didn't pick it up yet. So there's no, well, it's Haskalas Kenyan. So how does what Haskalas Kenyan? How does that work? Well, what makes it Haskalas Kenyan? So previously we were learning, it means because you were involved in the process of picking it up. Right? And so Chazal recognizes an idea of a process. Picking up is a process, and you're involved. Once you enter into its Dalai Lama's, you're involved in the process of picking it up. Okay? You're involved in the process of picking it up once you enter Dalai Lama's. Now, you'll say, yeah, but you started getting involved even when you were 20 amos away. You saw that and you started running to it. Right? But you'll say, but there's a shear. And a chanami. Internally, maybe you were involved in the process, but that's not, I mean, halacha defines, as I'll define, dalat amos is where it registers. There's a certain shear and closeness to the object that we can now say you're really involved in it. You have to be within its vicinity, I guess, to say it's a. Certain quantities, there's closeness to which you say you're halakhically recognized as being involved in the process. Okay, look, 20 amos away, maybe you're gonna, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I guess once you're within Dalai Lama's, so they objectify, they said that's the beginning of the process. Okay, that's the haskalah of the process. Okay? So it's like you're involved in picking it up. That's the idea. It's haskalah skinny means once you're involved in picking it up, so therefore it says if you're so to speak, you're involved in that process and that osers or ousers everyone else. So if that's the case, then who cares where you are? Bottom line is, if I'm in the other guy's rishos, can't I pick it up? I could pick it up. The Torah gave me rights to pick it up. So now I'm in the middle of picking it up. Right? So who cares where I am? I'm not, as long as my chatzer. What it's a matter of is that I'm approaching the thing and I'm in the middle of picking it up. So if I'm in the middle of picking it up and that's recognized halachically, so now you can't pick it up. Right? It has nothing to do with chatzer. It has nothing to do with anyway. Who cares where it is? You're involved in the process. But see, Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes don't like that. Okay, they don't like saying is this it's a little bit loose. You're involved in picking it up. I mean, what objective reality does that have that you're involved? I mean, maybe you're not involved. Like, what's it's loose? So they hold that the way Haskalas Kenyan works is that once it enters your makom, then it's that's Haskalas Kenyan. Once you bring it into your makom, that is what is Haskalas Kenyan. What asks everyone else. It's not just once you start the process, but it's more that starting the process has to be concretized. It can't just be you're involved in picking it up. You're almost there. But it means that once you've, what does it mean you started the process? It means, yeah, sure, it started the process, but it means once you've entered it into your makom, no one else has a right to take it. And your makom is your Dalai Lama's. It's an idea of your person, your space. Person has Dalai Lama's, and if like in davening you have Dalai Lama's, there's an idea of your space, your Dalai Lama's. So it means once it enters your makom, then that's Haskalas Kenyan. So it's not They didn't just leave it that once you're very close to it, you're in the middle of, so close to picking it up, like then that's not just a shear. The Dalai Lama isn't just a shear of closeness that you're close enough that now it's a Schloss Kinyan. But it works through the halachic entity that Dalai Lama is your makom. And once it's in your makom, then your makom functions to be an oser. Ah, so it says if it works through makom, through your makom, well then if it's someone else's makom, that's ma'akevit from being your makom. Okay, and as you can't say it's not your makom or your makom. You have Dalai Lamas, you're walking in the street in Rosh Hashanah, whatever, you have your makom. These are my Dalai Lamas, get out of my space. What do you mean? It's the other guy's field. What do you mean? You don't have a makom. It's not your makom, it's his makom. There's a pre-existing identity of his makom. Now the Torah gives you a right to go there. It doesn't give you a right to make it your makom. It gives you a right to do a ma'aseh kinyan. But the Haskalah's kinyan works through making it your makom. And you don't have a right to make it your makom. You don't have a right to make it your chatzer. So all you have a right to do is pick it up. Fine, so when you pick it up, you picked it up. But prior to picking it up, there's no room to have a Haskalah's kinyan. Because Haskalah's kinyan only works through the mechanism of, through making it your makom. It's not recognized until it has a halachic value of your makom. Even though you're in the middle, but it doesn't matter. And it can't be your makom when it has a pre-existing identity of his makom. The idea is that your space, the idea of your makom, it means like you have, this is my space, get out of here, so to speak. Like it's like, this is my area. I have my area in here, and it's like, don't intrude on my space. There's a phenomenon of your space. What does it mean, is your space? It means this space is like delineated for you and excluding everyone else. But that's what it's saying is, but you don't have a right to create a space and exclude it. There are a lot of aniyim. The Torah gave all the aniyim rights here. And this is his field, and you don't have rights to say, hey, this is my space. You don't. There's no phenomenon of space. Torah said every ani, that's why the Gemara starts with. Torah gave every ani right there. So what are you going to say? This is my area? It's not your area. You don't have an area here. On the contrary, Torah gave everyone an area here. And it's his field. So it's his field. So it's his field, and the only way, first of all, it's his field, so he has an area. What are you going to say? It's my space. Balabayas, get out of here. Let me just take it slower. I'm going to jump around here, but the first point he says is that it's not your field. So you can't say it's your area. Your area means that this is my space to the exclusion of other people. Right? That's what it means. I'm going to say, because it's in my, like Rashi says, arba amos miyuchados. Right? There's no damos miyuchados. Miyuchados means your space is my space, not anyone's space, it's my space. So, right, that's the way it works. That's what's called Kenyan, that this is my space, so I'm involved in Kenyan because it's my space. He says, yeah, but it's his field. What do you mean? You don't have space. So you don't have space. He has space. It's his field. He has ownership over it. And you get out of here. What are you doing here? So then the Gemara says, yeah, but the Torah gave you rights here. So you can't just say it's his space. It's not, if I just stop walking in someone else's field, it says, yeah, you don't have any space in anyone else's field. You just have where you are. You can't be Koveya space. He says, yeah, but the Torah gave me rights here. So now you can't say it's his field. It says, yeah, but the Torah never said it's not his field. It's still his field. The Torah just gave you a right to do a Ma'aseh Kinyan here. But where do you see the Torah gave you a right to be Koveya a space? To say, this is my space to the exclusion of anyone else. That's not true. The Torah didn't do that. You don't have Abraham's Michados. So it's not just an idea that because it's in my vicinity. The vicinity is the halachic reality of space. And the idea of your space is it's exclusionary. Otherwise, you don't say it's my space and his space and his space and his space. That's not, it takes away the whole idea of my space. That's not my space anymore. That's just everyone's space. You know what I mean? So his ownership prevents you. You can't just, can't be set up shop in someone else's house, someone else's field. You're right. So the Mahogi is how it works is Kenyan Dalai Lamas. Is on the one hand, I mean, I think it's a good example. You can kind of see the two sides here. Is because on the one hand, the concept of this Kenyan is Haskalah's Kenyan. Right? The way Rashi is learning, it's not actual Kenyan. Okay, it's not a chatzer. It's not Kenyan chatzer. It's not real Kenyan, according to Rashi. It's Haskalah's Kenyan. And they're recognizing, and the effect is that you don't own it. It's just that you began, and therefore no one else could intrude. So it's really an idea of Haskalah's Kenyan. So therefore, the simplest way to say it is once you begin picking it up, and of course, you can't say you've begun 20 amos away, so there's a shear. You have to draw a line and say where you've begun. But you've begun picking it up, so who cares where I am? I mean, that's the most simple interpretation of that is, once I've begun, who cares where I am? Yeah, but you could argue that begun is loose. Just begun is, it lends itself to a, it doesn't have, it's not typed, it's just like descriptively, I've begun. But what indicates my beginning? So what makes my beginning concrete is that it's in my makom. I've entered into my makom. So the haschala has to grab hold of like a halachic vehicle, a halachic expression of being my makom. But once you say that, now it has a restriction about where it's going to work. So question is, did it like, is it enough just to say haschala, I've begun the process, and once I'm within a certain vicinity, I'm in the beginning? Or it's not enough to say I'm involved, I've begun the process, but it has to be concretized through makom. Okay, so one more position, right? So now within that, so you have again, so that's so far Rav Papa. But now the question between Rav Papa and Rav Shishi is, what about Rosh Hashanah? Does it work in Rosh Hashanah or not? So what do you say? Should it work in Rosh Hashanah? Should it not work in Rosh Hashanah? Simta works, according to Rosh Hashanah. Even if she disagrees, Simta, like an alleyway or a Siddur Rosh Hashanah works. And he says, he explains why. The reason why is because Rosh Hashanah is Dach Yibei Rab, which means that they're pushing through. It's like a public thoroughway affair. They're all shoving through. You know, there, then it doesn't work. But Simta and Siddur Rosh Hashanah, which aren't like that, so then it does work. What he's saying is it doesn't work, according to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah, because it doesn't get Rabban, but therefore, like the way he says, ki tekinu Rabbanan besimta, you know? This is why the Chacham extended it to here and not to there. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's not making a contingent upon the actuality of the Rabban, it's a question of where was the Tekanus Chachamim, you know what I mean?
Like even if there's a Rabban...
Yes, right. If you'd be in the middle of, you know, Bell Parkway or whatever, pick your favorite Shas Rabban, and it's the middle of the night. Oh yeah, if it's a symptom, there's a lot of people, then I guess also. It's also, I mean, it could be that's wherein the question is Havmin Raskan about Siddur Shas Rabban. Like, Kal Makom is including Siddur Shas Rabban, because Siddur Shas Rabban is open, but sometimes when there's a lot of traffic in the Shas Rabban, then the Siddur Shas Rabban becomes very dachki. You know, so it could be that's where there's room for Havmin Raskan, you know what I mean, like within the Siddur Shas Rabban. But I mean, the simta, it sounds like even if, yeah, you happen to in 1 minute, but it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, it would seem so. And what does it say? That's what he says, Dachvi Rabban. And what is the Rabbanan? Rashi, on explaining why it works on Shus Rabban, he says, the simta she was Shus Lakal Adam or Shus Rabban, Shus Rabban, Hefker la Rabban, Limshoch, Lotsocha, Tshicham, Lotsis, Ventchak. It's like Hefker for the Rabban to drag into there. Anyone who wants to go out of the Shas Rabban, anyone could go into there and pick things up. So should it work in a Shas Rabban or should it not work in a Shas Rabban? Okay, so what does it mean? What does a Shas Rabban mean? So I guess Rishus of the Rabban, right? It means like the Rabban has Rishus there, right? So what does that mean? It means Rishus what? Rishus to use, right? And that's the idea. It's Rishus of the Rabban. So it means if you want to do stuff, you could do it in Rosh Hashanah, right? Like, let's say you want to walk. So I can't just walk in another guy's field. It's his field. I can't just, use another guy's field. But Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. So it means you could do stuff in Rosh Hashanah. Right? It means it's available for people to do things, right? You want to do commerce, you want to do whatever. I mean, this is the place of the Rabban. So in theory... So the Rishishas will argue, Rav Papa will argue, that another guy is basad, I don't have a right to have a space. I have a right to set up my space. But here, I do have a right. I have a right to set up my space and make it be gone. I have Dalet Amos, I have rights here. And part of my rights are, I could define it as my makom. Yeah, I could define these four amos as my makom and bikona. Okay, there's no, it's the idea of the mufkar for the rabbim, that's the idea, is to say it's rishos harabim. So each person has the right to do that. So, I mean, I can't permanently own it, but I mean, I could temporarily do that. That's the idea of rishos harabim. Right? I can't become the owner of the street, but I could drive on the street temporarily. I could be here. You can't say I can't be here. I can't have a space. So I have a right. I could be here and I could be a makom. Someone else's field I don't have rights on. He does, so he could exclude me. But here, no one has rights. The whole idea of Rishus HaRav means it's Rishus of every guy in the Rav has a right to be here and has a right to do his thing. So this is my thing. I'm setting up Dalet Amos and being Kona. Can't say Andalamas. Migona. So I mean, in shame, the shame of the Rishos is the shame of the Rabbim, and you're part of the Rabbim. You're the Rabbim means every individual, so therefore you could be, you have a right to be Kona, set up your Makom. Right? Yeah. Okay, or do you say Dafki be Rabbim? See, Dafki be Rabbim means is that it would be, see, like, let's say, for instance, Penn Station is Rishus Rabbim. So you say, look, I have a right. Everyone has a right to be in Penn Station, right? So would you say that I have a right to just, like, sit on the floor in Penn Station in the middle of rush hour, let's say? You know? So you could say, well, after all, it's Rishus Rabbim. Doesn't everyone have rights here? Right? What I'll say is that even though technically in identity, you do have rights there. Yeah, everyone has rights there. But the thing is like the function of sitting there is like against the nature of the function of the makam. Function of the makam of Penn Station is a public thoroughfare, and you're doing an activity which in function is against the function of the Shas Rab, at least that versus Rab. And maybe you could sit on the side of a side street or whatever, because that's a rabbim, and it doesn't go against the function of the makom. But here, the function of the Rishus Rabbim is dachki be rabbim, and the function of sitting on this floor, just setting up your own space to play your guitar or whatever, is not exactly. That's not. It's against the function of the makom. You say, yeah, but don't I have rights here? I'm part of the rabbim, so what makes you have rights here and I not have rights here? You say, yeah, but the nature of the function that you're trying to do here is one which is against the nature of the makom. So the question is that when it comes to Rishus HaRabim and setting up Dalai Lamas on Rishus HaRabim, in terms of like the Shem Rishus, so I really have rights here. Okay, the Shem Rishus is Rishus HaRabim, and I'm part of the Rabim, so therefore so you could say that the Chum set up the Kona of Dalai Lamas, that a person has a right to, could set up Dalai Lamas and be Kona, when you have a Makom where you have claims on that Makom. So it could be in your makom, it could be in Rishus HaRabim. As long as the Shem Rishus includes you, it can't be someone else's field. But as long as you have a zechus in this makom, so therefore you could set up shop and you could be kona. Or do you say that, like he says, that since the function of Dalet Amos, the way it works is that you're setting up a makom, your my space, and the nature of the Rishus HaRabim, the function of the Rishus HaRabim is a function of Dachki BeRabim. And therefore, the Chum did not extend the din of Rishus Rabbim. It says, Kitagin Rabban and Simta. Yeah, it's true. Your Simta also has the status of belongs to the Rabbim. But there, the function of a Simta allows for, is conducive with the function of Kinyan Dalet Amos. Rishus Rabbim in shame is exactly the same as a Simta. It's the Rishus of the Rabbim. But the function of the simta allows for a kinyan, but the function of the Rishus HaRabim doesn't allow for the kinyan. So the question is, like, when they set up kinyan Dalet Amos, did they just go by the conceptual identity of the makom? And if it lends itself to your setting up the space, then the kinyan Dalet Amos applies? Or they said that even if in the conceptual identity of the makom, you have a schus on it, if the function of the Rishus is against the kinyan Dalet Amos, then they didn't extend the kinyan to there. You know what I mean? Like, did they, so to speak, limit the Kinyan Dalet Amos, you know, which should naturally extend to anywhere where you have a right of a Dalet Amos, did they limit it based upon the function of the makom, or not? The question is, I guess, is do you have a right to set up a makom here? Halachically. But the nafkamin, it means vis-a-vis Kinyan Dalet Amos. I mean, there's no, otherwise, what's the halacha? I mean, do you have a right? There's no rights. The right is expressed itself in terms of Kinyan Dalet Amos. So do you have a right? On the one hand, you say, in terms of mamonis, in terms of the status of the Rishos, yeah, why not? Rishos Rabbim, why can't I do it? Or do you say, is that since the nature of the Rishos is one which is Dachki BeRabim, which is only for the Hiluch of the Rabbim, so therefore the Chacham didn't give you a right to set up to be Kaveh Makom in this place? Because they disallowed you from being Kaveh Makom, and therefore the Kinyan Dalet Amos isn't going to work. Yeah, you could walk there, it's Rishus HaRabim to walk there, but the nature of your tashmish is limited there. Did they limit that, and then they set up this Kinyan Dalet Amos? I want to think. Let's think about it a little bit more exactly where the machlokas is. And also, I guess we have to think about what's this kal makom, this inclusion of tzidur shel rab. There's an extra word of kol makom to include not only does it work in simta, but it even works in tzidur shel rab. So apparently there's an additional chiddush there. So let's try to tighten this up a little bit. I hear what's bothering you. So we'll try to do that. And we're going to do next. This is the end of this sugya. The rest of this sugya we already did in kedushin. We're doing kedushin, the sugya of the Chatzer Kona, how it works, through Shlichos or through Yad. We did this months and months ago. So we're going to jump, after we finish this, we're going to jump to Hamafkid. Okay, so that's the third parak in Vavinsia. So we'll still take it from the top. So, tomorrow, I guess, maybe we'll get started on Hamafkid a little bit tomorrow.